I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a conversation with Kathy Cartier, CEO of San Luis Obispo County's nonprofit, countywide destination marketing organization, dubbed Visit SloCal. The organization is surgically crafted to promote the best and most distinctive things to do and see throughout San Luis Obispo County. Funded via hotel occupancy taxes, Visit SloCal's core values include stewardship, authenticity, and inclusion, and a focus on the future. Come along and join the conversation with Kathy Cartier.
I'm Kathy Cartier, the president and CEO of Visit SloCal.
How cool. And how long have you been here?
I've been here just over 3 years, so I came in March of 2021.
And before that, you were in Las Vegas?
I was in Vegas for 25 years.
Wow.
I worked at the Bureau there for 14 and was in healthcare prior to that.
Oh, interesting. And you grew up in upstate New York?
I did. I grew up just south of Montreal, so right on the Canadian border in northern New York, near the Adirondacks. So a beautiful place to grow up.
Yeah. Little lake effect up there?
Little lake effect. I got tired of snow in April, so I had to move.
Was it Buffalo?
I went to school near Buffalo at St. Bonaventure University.
They own all the snow there.
They have all the snow all the time.
So what made you decide to move to San Luis Obispo County?
The opportunity, I came here as a consultant for Visit SloCal, working, overseeing the marketing efforts, and then was offered a full-time position and decided to stay. So actually moved here in June to be here full-time. It's a beautiful part of California, you know, the center of the Central Coast. And we live kind of a different life here in this part of the state.
Totally. And you get it. It is so special that on the one hand, you don't want to tell anybody about it. So you have a real quandary.
Yeah. Our job is to bring people here and have the community benefit from travel and tourism and also to balance resident quality life. Mm-hmm. So it's how do we get people here at the right time? How do we spread them out throughout the region? We know one of the most beautiful things we have going for us is at the top of San Luis Obispo County is Ragged Point, where you're at the entrance to Big Sur. And so you get that cliff and that feeling of really the majestic Northern California. And then you come all the way down along Highway 1 and you see, you know, Morro Bay and Cayucas and all these beach towns. But coming all the way down to Pismo Beach, where you get the sandy beaches of Southern California, into Napomo and the agriculture, you just get a little bit of everything with wine country and beach. And it's a really spectacular place to live and work.
Yeah. For myself, about every 4 weeks, I'm covering on assignment some new state, in Missouri or whatever. Every time I come back, I appreciate San Luis Obispo County more. And it's like, wow, is this real?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place to live. What is nice is we talk a lot about time and distance because, you know, we have a lot of visitors that come from LA area or San Francisco. And for us, you know, if you're going 10 miles, it takes 10 minutes.
Right.
It is not the traffic of Southern California or Northern California. And so we talk a lot about time and distance and that you can go wine tasting and go to the beach.
And
there's not a lot of places you can do that all in the same day.
The other day I was heading up to Paso Robles on 41 and a car was in front of me. You know, it's like traffic jam.
We're a throwback.
Yeah. Talk to us about your mission and where you focus on and how you reach out to people that have not been here.
So our mission is to increase tourism into the region and then make sure that we are responsible about that. So how do we also balance the needs of the residents? And so we're inviting people through, you know, paid channels, through earned and owned channels. We have a social media strategy. We have a strong Instagram following where we can really show what we're all about. You know, it's very visual. And talk about all that we have to offer. We have so many crafters. We have so many people that are making amazing goods. And then we have a great culinary scene because we're so close to farming. Things are literally fresh. And so that's what we're responsible for. And we're trying to do that with a real responsible lens of how do we spread tourism throughout the region? How do we make sure that we're not having spots that are hitting up against over-tourism, which is not a problem for us? And how do we make sure that we tell the story of the whole region so that people want to go see more than one thing? They want to experience all that we have to offer. And so that's our mission, and we work real hard on that.
It seems to me it's self-filtering in that there are such a diversity of people that come wanting to savor a diversity of things, activities and whatnot.
That's right. So, and often people will come for one thing. You know, they may come to go to Hearst Castle or go to Censorio and see the Field of Lights, which, you know, is the largest Field of Lights in the U.S. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then they may realize, oh, okay, they've gone wine tasting. They've gone to Sensorio and Paso Robles. And then they want to go to Atascadero where there's a whole new food scene happening there. Or they may drive down to San Luis Obispo where you have Cal Poly. And so you have that whole university vibe. What's interesting, and when we talk to visitors, is how they will come maybe for one reason and then discover other things when they're here.
And you have a certain number of people that don't want to leave.
That's right.
You literally make a life-changing decision to stay.
Well, which is what I did, right? I came as a consultant and
there you go.
And here I am.
What a no-brainer, huh?
Yeah, well, it's an amazing place to live.
One curious question. I was up at Hearst Castle recently, and the number of people there was down, markedly so. And they said it was because of the closure of Highway 1 through Big Sur. Mm-hmm. Has that affected you at all?
It's affected the northern county. We are fortunate in that Highway 1 is fully open in San Luis Obispo County. But there is a 7-mile stretch north of us, south of Monterey, south of Big Sur, where they're still working on that road closure. Yeah. And so what we're doing is really talking about the messaging of you can have the full Highway 1 experience either south of Big Sur by coming through San Luis Obispo County or going to our neighbors up north, and you can have that experience from Monterey going north. And so there's an opportunity still to have the experience, but it's a messaging piece, and it's making sure that travelers know that you can still have that experience. There's only 7 miles of that entire roadway that's closed.
Right. You got to backtrack.
You have to go down and around.
Yeah. So one of my favorite places, and I'm sure you agree, is Ragged Point.
I love Ragged Point.
Wow.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, not only for just to visit, but a place to stay.
Yeah, and eat and really experience what California has to offer in the best sense of California, and where it's just beautiful.
They're still open.
They're still open.
But again, anybody from the north has to go south and then loop back north again.
But you get that beautiful drive across the 46. If you're coming from the north, south, and you loop around through Paso Robles, it's like you have an opportunity to go wine tasting, and then you can have great meals. Mm-hmm. You can come across the 46, which is such a beautiful drive, and then go up through Cambria, you know, go north through San Simeon, make your way past the elephant seals and get to Ragged Point.
That's so cool. And then like Cambria, that kind of sells itself too.
Yeah, Cambria's got Moonstone Beach, right? Mm-hmm. And there's just, it's a different kind of beach that is just so spectacular.
Let's talk South County for a moment. What's going on down there?
There's a lot happening in South County. So if you get to San Luis Obispo and then continue south, and you're going to go by Avila Beach, which we know is a beautiful little beach with its pier. You can eat on the pier. You can experience that whole sandy beach and then continue to Pismo Beach. And Pismo Beach continues to put money into the city and that experience. And so I noticed, I live in Pismo Beach, and in Shell Beach, they decorated all of the lights I noticed the other night for the holidays. Just beautiful. It's a beautiful place to go and experience the beach in the holiday time period. Pismo's doing quite a lot. And then you continue on south to Napomo, and you're going to be in the agriculture piece.
What's out in Napomo?
The Dana Reserve. You can go out there and see that. Adobe. You can spend some time having fresh fruits and vegetables. You know, as you know, we have farmers markets all year long here. So always an opportunity to have a little Santa Maria barbecue. And
way back in time, I just remembered Cecil B. DeMille's movie, like the Bible or whatever, was filmed
in Oceano.
Wow.
Yeah, the dunes, it's the only beach in California. You can drive on the beach. You can camp on that beach. You can have bonfires on that beach. And the dunes are an amazing kind of experience that you just don't expect. And all of a sudden, there you are.
Yeah, and it is truly world class. I mean, Hollywood uses it.
It's filming it. That's right.
Yeah. How about Old Town Arroyo Grande? How's that doing? I love that old town.
Yeah, they're doing great. You know, if you want to see a rooster, there you are, walking across the street all the time. But, you know, they have the swinging bridge. They have the entrance to go out to the lake. You can also have great meals right there. You know, they have a really nice culinary scene happening in Arroyo Grande. And little shopping, their main street with the shopping and the dining. It's just really fun out there.
Okay. Kathy's itinerary. You have a girlfriend that shows up. She's never been to the county. And you got one day. Where do you go? What's your itinerary?
Ooh, that's a lot. Well, you have to get up early because we have to be able to start early. And I think you go ahead and we have some breakfast in San Luis Obispo, and then we make our way up the coast. And so we will drive Highway 1 up through Morro Bay and Cayucas. That view driving into Cayucas from Morro Bay is spectacular, where it all opens up and you see the ocean. Mm-hmm. So we would take a ride up there, stop in Harmony, go into the little glass blowing shop, make our way up to Cambria, where we would see Moonstone Beach, maybe stop there for a minute, get a snack, carry on, go all the way to Ragged Point, because then you get to see the entrance to Big Sur and the cliffs, which is totally different than South County.
And the sea lions.
And this
isn't that
and
cool.
The elephant seals are amazing, and the whales are running. You know, you could spot a whale while you were there. Then we'd come back down, probably have lunch right there in Cambria Bridge Cafe, and then make our way back down across the 46 to Paso and stop and do a little wine tasting in Paso, and then make our way back down South County and probably go to Ember and Rio Grande for dinner, have an amazing dinner, and then we'd be done.
And that's one day.
And that's one day.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Back for a moment to social media. Does Facebook work for you? What is it, Instagram that works the best?
Yeah, we're on Instagram and Facebook. And really the story we're able to tell on those platforms is a visual story. So we're able to show people this is what we're talking about. And when people think about California, depending on if they've been to California or where they've been in California, they may have a different impression of what California is. And what is so special about this region is it's not overpopulated. You know, there's not too much traffic. But
isn't
the natural,
that a miracle?
It's unbelievable. And the natural beauty of the place is spectacular. So those social media platforms allow us to tell a visual story, which then allows people to think and see themselves here and plan.
Is it kind of self-filtering, you know, the population and people moving here and whatnot is just far enough away that it
kind of... We're in a little bit of a spot. We have a beautiful airport, which we're seeing more direct flights from Denver, Dallas, San Diego, LA, San Francisco, Seattle. You know, we have a number of direct flights, which are performing really well. But when you live here and you want to go farther out, you may have to stop more than once. But it's so well worth it. Once people get here and they realize, oh, that was worth, you know, perhaps two stops if you're coming from the East Coast.
Yeah, but it is amazing how it's changed. I mean, I used to have to go to Phoenix all the time to get anywhere. And now in United, you can go direct to Dallas-Fort Worth.
I mean, Denver.
Denver. That's my main hub now to get, you know, it's two hops to get anywhere in America.
Yep.
One stop, Denver, and then you're home.
And you can easily go to L.A. and go out, or go to San Francisco and go out.
A little bit more. What's closest to your heart? What are you most proud of?
I think what I'm most proud of is when I look at the team we have here at Visit SoCal and the way that we are telling the story. You know, we are 19 people working every day to really tell the story of the people that make up this region. And so we do a lot of that where we talk to the people that own the properties here, that own the experiences here. If you want to go on the Clydesdales, you know, you can do that in Cambria. And so really leaning into how we tell the story of the people that call this place home and make it special is, I think, something that I'm just really proud of.
How are you funded? Is it from occupancy tax of hotels?
We are a tourism marketing district, and so we are funded through tax that the visitor pays. And so we take that money, and then we have programs that bring more visitors in so that we can fill those coffers. One of the great things about visitation and about tourism is tourism brought over $2 billion in economic impact to this community last year.
Wow.
So, you know, we had 7.4 million visitors that came in, who spent money, who stayed here. It created more than 22,000 jobs. So tourism is a great opportunity for us to bring something to the community that benefits the residents.
That being said, how did you navigate through COVID time?
We actually did really well, surprisingly, because we have so much outdoor space. We have more than 300 trails here in the region. We had so many visitors that came from the city and rented vacation rentals where they felt safe, because they felt safe here and could work from anywhere, and they really wanted to enjoy the outside amenities we have. We didn't close our beaches because there was enough space for everybody to be on the beach safely. So the region actually did well during COVID from a lodging standpoint.
That's really cool. Blessing, huh?
It was a blessing.
Kathy, to learn more about your world here, where would you take us?
So if you go to follow us, you know, at SoCal, what you'll find is really just a visual transport through the region. And you'll see a little bit of everything from the beach to the wine country to the lakes to farming to all of the special things we have to offer. And my name is Kathy Cartier. I'm the president and CEO at Visit SoCal.
Awesome. Kathy, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Sign up for the Visitors Magazine and their e-newsletter at SoCal.com. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the heart of San Luis Obispo County. We'll see you here.
tequila llevo siempre el alma mía.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.